Okay, it's Friday. In a bit, we're going to hear about movie options for the weekend, but maybe you'd rather watch some sports. And there's a lot of finals action in store for you this weekend. Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here with an update and some predictions. Heck of a basketball game last night, Ibrahim. Of course, I fell asleep, but early on, it was obvious it was going to be quite a physical game.
It was excellent, actually. The Lakers won 102-89. It was a brutal game and a brutal contest, and it fit the finals, Lakers-Celtics. And you can't help but get existential when these two teams play against each other. You start to wonder, what is your role and what is your place in all this? And for those waking up that were Celtics fans, I'm sorry that I'm the messenger to tell you, the Celtics did not come with their signature defensive pressure, and they didn't have that offensive intensity, but the Lakers did, and that's how they took control of the game.
Yeah, for the Celtics to, you know, give up 100 points. They don't do that often.
The Celtics had the inability to finish around the rim. And just think about this. Phil Jackson, who's the coach of the Lakers, is 47-0 in series when his team wins the first game. And also,
do you think the Celtics know that?
I think they might. The other thing is that in the first, it was a very physical game. In the first half, there were 28 fouls, which is a lot of fouls, and they had to bring in their bench play. So it was a brutal match. And the game's coming up as we start to see, when you lose the first game, you really have to bounce back. And so the real test is going to be how are the Celtics going to bounce back this Sunday.
Do you think? I mean, are you still going with your prediction that the Celtics will win?
Definitely not going with the Celtics in six. I'm going to have to pull back on that. I'll have to hold on to my prediction because I predicted it. But I will say that the Celtics will battle back. This is a boxing match. These are two heavyweights. It's going to be tougher than just a loss today. That's going to set the whole tone.
Right. But I mean, that trend with Phil Jackson, that's quite a record right there. All right. Let's talk about the French Open and the clay, the red clay. Francesca Schiavone and Samantha Stosur.
Well, okay, so the interesting story here is that Schiavone is the first Italian woman ever reached the Grand Slam final, and then Samantha Stosur beat Serena Williams. So what you have for the first time since 1979 in the French Open is a semifinals without a Grand Slam winner. So
that's good.
That's
so some new blood.
Yeah. There's some new blood, and it's also going to it creates a new sort of era in women's tennis because of late it's basically been the Williams show.
Yeah.
So this is actually good for tennis because in Australia they don't normally have big champions where Stosur is and Schiavone, who's from Italy. So they're going to be a lot of attention and energy from those two places.
New blood is good. All right, what about the men's tournament? What are you looking for there?
Well, obviously, Robin Soderling has been the giant killer. Last year, he beat Nadal. This year, he knocked off Federer. So the question is, are they going to be able to meet? And they're playing today. Are they going to be able to meet and dispatch their opponents, but meet in the final? So it's going to be hopefully Nadal versus Soderling, and that's one of the things that's happening very shortly. Actually, they should be playing very shortly.
And I suspect you'll be watching a little bit of hockey this weekend.
This is the most important game in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Flyers have to win if they want to make it a series. So tonight, definitely Blackhawks versus the Flyers.
Chicago and Philadelphia.
Indeed. Yeah. If you're not watching it, then you're not cool.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
You got to watch hockey to be cool.
Who is
he? I will not submit to peer pressure.
Turns out you're kind of a puckhead, huh? All right. Thanks.